Good morning. We are in the fifth parak of Maseches Trumos. So we're up to Mishnah Aleph. We have been discussing, we're going to continue discussing the halachas of what happens when Truma gets mixed up with Chulin. So in this case, the Mishnah starts off with a case where it's not going to be batal. Previously we were talking about cases, how to make sure you can have enough to have the ratio of 100 to 1. Here we have cases where it's not batal. We are learning what to do with it in such a circumstance. In this case, Mishnah Aleph, something interesting happened. You have such truma temeya shenar for lepachas temeya chulin. Now, not only do you have truma which is mixed into the chulin, and you don't have 100 times that amount of truma, but the truma itself is problematic. It can't be eaten because it's truma temeya. So it can't be eaten by a regular zar, by a yisrael, because it's truma. Can't be eaten by a kayin because it's tameh. So now the halacha is, so it falls into either shenar for lepachas temeya chulin, less than 100 of chulin, or less than 100 of oymaisa rishain. Or of a less than 100 of ay lemaiser sheni ay lehektish. So it fell into hektish. Now this is speaking about a case of where it falls into hektish, maiser sheni, maiser rishon or chulin, beint tmei beint tahir. Regardless of whether or not the food that the truma tmei got mixed into was tami or tar, the halach is going to be your cover. You have to let the whole thing get rotten and then destroy the whole thing. Because as we said, you don't have enough here to be mevatel the truma, so nobody can eat it. A regular Yisrael can't eat it. A kayin can't eat it because it's truma tameya, so therefore, leave it to get rotten. It happens to be that there are some opinions in the Rishonim that say, don't leave it to get rotten, you should burn it right away, but that's not how our Mishnah writes it. Now, im tahir ha'isa, let's say it got mixed in, let's say the truma that got mixed in was tahar, so then this is a standard case where truma gets mixed in to something you do not have the ratio of 100 to 1. Im tahira haisa isa asaf, that sod of truma that fell in was tahar, then you machru l'kihana b'dmei truma, chutz b'dmei isa isa. You sell all of this, all of the whole mixture to the kayin, with the value of truma. In other words, truma has much lower value because it has a much smaller market. So you sell all this tvua, or whatever it was, to the kayin at the market value for truma. And since it has a very low demand, it's going to be fairly cheap, but you can't charge him for that one saw because that rightfully belongs to him because he's a kayin. Now, v'im l'maiser rishon afla, let's say it fell into maiser rishon, so the maiser rishon does not go to the kayin. So now, yikr shem l'chumas maiser, we discussed this concept earlier of being kayir shem, you could point to a certain area, that will be chumas maiser, and you give that to the kayin. V'im l'maiser shen yil hektash nafla, rei elu yipadu. Now, in the case of maiser Rishon, some say to give it to the Levin, he trades. He trades with the Kohen. Ultimately, you make sure that it goes to the Kohen because it's mixed up, and it can't be eaten by a Zar. Now, if the Meister Sheni will hektish nafla, if it fell to Meister Sheni at the hektish, so here you have the option of redeeming it. So Harei Elu Yipadu, you will have to redeem it and then give it to the Kohen. V'im Tameim Hayu, if it fell into something which was Tameh, if the chulun that the truma fell into was tameh, so now can't give it to the kayin. So now you have truma tahira, which falls into chulun tameh. So now you have a problem. You can't give the chulun tameh to the kayin. We're concerned ultimately that if you're going to give it to the kayin, it's going to make it all the truma the chulun tameh. In other words, the impure chulun is going to be metameh the truma, and that will be a problem for the kayin. So therefore, you have these ideas, either yachlin, kudum, or klayis, you have to either make it into small little loaves, or klayis, it's going to be very dry. In these cases, you're not going to have enough where it's going to be a kebeah, it won't be enough to make it, it won't be able to be metam in the other ones. Are you leish with meperis, mixed with meperis? We know there are only certain types of things. There are shiva mashkim that can make something mukshel the kabbal tumah. If you mix it together with mei peres, it's not mukshel the kabbal tumah, and therefore will the chulin, which is tamei, will not be able to be time with the truma. You should divide it into small little doughs, so you never have a kebeah in one place, and won't be able to be time with the rest. Ultimately, the point over here is that we don't want, again, here you have a situation where truma got mixed with chulin, it's not batal, and that's a problem. So the Yisrael can't eat it. So what do we say you should do? Give it to the Kayin, but we want to give it to the Kayin in a way that will ensure that the Chulin Tameya will not be Metame the Truma, which is Tar. We'll stop here at Mishnah Beis. Have a wonderful day.